And this is not actual mind reading, just in case you wonder. So I need three contestants. We have squashies, so yay. If you can stick your hand up, if you would like to be involved in this wonderful mind reading thing, you went, yep, Scott, coming up, yep. Yes, Elliot, come on up. And yes, up here, you can come on down, that's it. It's a bit like The Price is Right, come on down. Right, Scott, how are you doing, you all right? You very good?
Yeah.
You ready for this?
Thanks, so.
So what I'm going to do is I am going to read your mind and the mind of these other guys as well. I am going to get you guys in a minute to think of either an animal, a vegetable, or a mineral. Come on up, guys. There you go. You can stand next to Scott. Lovely. So I'm going to get you guys to think of an animal or a vegetable or a mineral. And what you need to do is you need to keep that in your mind, what that thing is. So if it's a vegetable, it could be like a Brussels sprout. If it's an animal, it could be like a giraffe, but I'm not putting ideas into your head. And I want you to think of these things. Okay, so we're going to start off with Elliot. Elliot, what I'm going to do, I'm going to read your mind, and then I'm going to write down what you are thinking, put it in an envelope, and then you can tell everybody what it is. Because it'd be safe in the envelope, the answer. So, Elliot, have you thought of an animal, a vegetable, or a mineral? He has. Okay. Right, I just need to read your mind for just the one. Very good question. Thank you. Because this is tricky. Okay, you ready? That was necessary. Okay, right, what I'm going to do, I am going to write down what you've put. In the envelope. Ooh, safely in the envelope, okay? So, here it is, safely in the envelope. Now you can tell everybody what it was that you were thinking.
Cow.
A cow. Great. Okay, right. Are you ready? What's your name?
Charlotte.
Charlotte. Beautiful name, Charlotte. I'm Paul. Have you thought of an animal or a vegetable or a mineral? Okay, here we go. I know what you're thinking. I'm going to write it down. Going in the envelope. It is in the envelope. Okay, Scott. So, Elliot, first of all, just want to ask you, have I spoken to you before this moment about anything that you've been thinking of? Have I asked you this question already today?
Yes.
Like before you came up here, did I ask you this question?
No.
Charlotte, before you came up here, did I ask you this question?
No.
So, and I didn't text either of you and say, tell me the answer?
No.
Okay, just need to make that clear. Right, Scott, okay, have you thought of either an animal, a vegetable, or a mineral? Okay, that's good. But first of all, we need Charlotte to tell everybody. What was your one, Charlotte?
A dog.
A dog. Okay, good, yeah, I'm happy. Right, so Scott, have you thought of your thing? You've thought of it. I know what you're thinking. I'm going to write it down. Don't tell anyone. It's in the envelope. Okay. So I'm just going to give these envelopes so you can open them up. Elliot, you have that one. Charlotte, you have that one. And Scott, you have that one. Okay, so Elliot, would you like to open up your envelope and show everybody what it was? What's that? Oh, what was Scott? Oh, yes, sorry. I really need help. I need an assistant. Scott, tell us what you were thinking.
A carrot.
A carrot. Oh, a carrot. Okay. Right, Elliot, hold up. What was on your thing? Cow is on there. Okay. Charlotte, open up your envelope. I know. We're nearly there. You enjoying the suspense? And that says a dog. And Scott, you open up your one. Tell us what yours says.
A carrot.
Way. Okay, if you want to have a sit down. Oh, hang on. Have a handful of those. Go on, take more than one. Take a handful. That's it, go on. There you go. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Yes. Brilliant. Okay, so today we've been looking at God's will, and where Jesus said, not my will, but your be done. And I can read their minds, but I can also read all of your minds as well. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, how did he do that? You can't deny it. It's easy. It's just a simple trick. So sometimes we are wondering, what is on God's mind? Sometimes we wonder, why is prayer not answered? And, you know, what does God really, really want? Because we know prayer does get answered, but there's a lot of times where we don't understand what has happened next. This isn't going to tell you everything about unanswered prayer or answered prayer, because that would be a very long talk and I have to go through a whole lot of things. So I'm going to look at one small part which will help us understand the whole a bit better. So the bit we read was Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and it kind of reveals a bit more of a greater understanding about God's will and your will be done. What does that actually mean? Well, Jesus gets arrested, he goes to pray, and he has this conversation with the Father. He's in absolute anguish. It's overwhelming because he knows what is going to happen next. He knows that he's going to go to the cross. He knows this is needed, and he is in agreement with this because he knows that this is for our good and for our salvation. But at the same time, as a human being, the weight of the anguish and the stress is overloading, and he's kind of like, is there another way of this happening? And so he knows that he's going to be separated from the Father, and he says these words, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but yours be done. And it's a revealing scripture because it uses the word will twice. And in English, we understand will and will to mean the same thing. However, if you were to read the Greek, you would find the word will and will to mean two different things, because there's two different words that are being used. And this is quite significant, really. And I've had a good think about this and just processed it a lot. And why not use the same word? If it's the same word in English, why not use the same word? Why is there a different word being used? So let's explain the two words. First of all, Jesus says, Father, if you are willing. And he uses the word boulai. And this word boulai means, it's for the word will, and it means after a lot of deliberation, after a lot of thought, I have come to an unalterable decision. It's a bit like if you was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and you've got the £1 million question, and Jeremy Clarkson says to you, is that your final answer? And you say, yes, that's my final answer. It goes orange. That's your decision. Nothing's going to change it. And this relates to God's will, that after a lot of deliberation, a lot of thought, nothing is going to change what I want to happen next. That's God's will, what he wants to happen next. Yet, Jesus then goes on and he says, yet not my will. And the word for yet not my will is thelema, and this means a desire or a wish. So we've got two ideas here, an unalterable will, a final answer. So we knew that Jesus had to go to the cross. This had to happen. This was God's unalterable will. Nothing could stop that. But then Philema, which is also found in 1 Timothy 2, verse 4, where it says, God wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. And we know that not every person is going to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. So there's two dynamics at work. We might have understood that everything that happens in this world is God's unalterable will. That there are things that do happen in this world that are not God's will. So there's two things at work here. God's unalterable will and his desire that he wants to happen on this earth. And so we read that as Jesus prayed, there was this agony that he sweat as drops of blood. Now, I don't know if you've ever tried to sweat that much when you pray, but if you've watched tennis at Wimbledon and stuff, and they come along with their towel and they give it to the ball boy, the ball girl, and after like 2 minutes, they're sweating profusely, and they go and they mop themselves, and like by the end of the game, the towel must be like really ill, really icky and that. And you could see that that's a lot of sweat, but actually, if you're praying with that intensity, with that agony, then something is just, it's a severe mental, emotional strain. And this is the start of Jesus' sufferings, which we read about in Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, where it says, he took up our infirmities, he carried our sorrows. By his wounds we are healed. These sufferings, he suffered and died, these sufferings have a purpose. And the purpose is that by these wounds, by these sufferings, we would be healed. He's wanting to reverse the effects of the fall, so that we would be healed mentally, emotionally, and physically. So Jesus, we know when he was on earth, he went around and he healed. This is one of the answers to prayer that we can see quite quickly. If we pray, we're sick, we get better, we can say, well, God has answered that prayer. So this is a really good example where Jesus established a standard. This is what we can expect from God, that we can expect when we pray that we receive healing. Ask and you'll receive. Because Jesus, he wants his kingdom to come. He wants what we see on heaven to be happening here on earth. And we know that there's times when we pray for stuff and it doesn't happen. But it doesn't mean that it's his unalterable purpose that happened. Some things happen that are not in his will on this earth. Another example of his unalterable will is Jesus' coming back. We can pray, come back. We know he's definitely coming back. But we can pray, come back quickly, and we can know that that's praying in his will. There's times where we need breakthrough, where we need answers, but we can see there's this tension between what the Bible says. We see answers in part, but we don't see it fully. What happens on this earth? He wants us to have an expectation that this is the standard of what can happen, because he's asking us to pray, let your will be done as it is in heaven on earth. A while ago, there was an event we had at New Wine. A New Wine event over in Marilyn. And I was on the prayer team for a short time and prayed for two ladies. And we asked them to check out, could they get mobility? Is the pain gone? And both of them said, yes, all the pain is gone. And yes, we got complete mobility. And that was just a really amazing moment where I saw an answer to prayer. But there's been many times when I haven't had an answer to prayer. A silly one is when I was around sort of late teens, and my hair started to go from there, and I was kind of like, I prayed intensely, probably too intensely. God, don't let me go bald. Well, there you go, there's an unanswered prayer, or there's a no. So sometimes he says yes, sometimes he says no, sometimes he says maybe, but sometimes there are prayers that his will doesn't actually happen. There's other times when I prayed for more serious things, and that there hasn't been an answer. When Debs was first pregnant, we had, we haven't got a girl, and we really wish we had a girl as well. You know that pain, that loss, and God weeps with us when we go through that pain. Yet, seeing every outcome as God's will is not right, because there are things that happen on this earth that are not God's will. Sin, for example, that ain't God's will. And I remember years and years ago as a teenager going to the prayer meetings, and there were some lovely people, and they prayed, "If it be your will." And they were praying, "If nothing happens, God, we'll just assume that you didn't want to answer." But that's not it. That's not the full story. Sometimes there's a yes, sometimes there's a no, sometimes there's a maybe. Sometimes things happen that are not God's will. There's more to it. We've got, as I say, I could talk a lot about this, but we've got, like, in Daniel, we read about angels being held back. We know the spiritual warfare that's happened. We live in a fallen world. There's things that happen that aren't God's will. Lost people go to an eternity without God. But he's given us prayer, a prayer that works, and he's given us a standard that we can believe that he will answer. Otherwise, he wouldn't have said, "Pray, let your will be done." He wouldn't have said it if there wasn't a need for us to pray for his will to be done, as seen in heaven on this earth. So I really want to encourage you to pray for breakthrough. You know, it is really tough when we know that the answer is finally, there's a no. And the thing that we've been praying for, we know there's no chance of that happening. I know that's super tough. And it's really painful. But God also wants us to pray for breakthrough. We look forward to that time when we're in heaven, where there's no sickness, there's no pain, there's no evil, there's none of that stuff going on. But he wants us to pray for breakthrough in the now. He wants us to persevere. And as I say, there's so many reasons why there isn't an answer to prayer, or why we get a no. But we're going to have a bit of prayer ministry time in a short while. I really want to encourage you to come forward. If there's something you've been praying for and you still haven't received an answer, just come and just see what God will do, because he's set the standard that he wants to heal, that he wants to answer prayer. He says, "Ask and you'll receive. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door be opened." So let's just take a few moments while we ponder on what's just been said. So, Father God, you know everything that goes on in our lives. You know us more than we know ourselves. You know the things we've been through. You know the times that we've cried out to you. Father, we thank you that you love us so much. I pray you'd help us to understand those times when you're weeping with us. And I thank you that you want us to pray, "Let your kingdom come. Let your desire that is in heaven happen on this earth." And so I just pray, would you give us breakthrough for those things we've been praying for years? In Jesus' name, would you just release answers, release a peace to know that, yes, the answer's coming soon. And would you pour out your spirit afresh on us and encourage us? In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.